You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going through Joel right now. And we've ended up, oh, let's see, and where have we ended up? Chapter 2, and about, I guess we're still, I don't know exactly where I left off, but I'll just jump in here somewhere. Let's see, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people is strong. There hath not ever been the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And as I said, that Jeremiah told us that the Babylonian army was a sword in the hand of the Almighty. And judgment begins at the house of God. That's what the scripture said. So he used Babylon first to judge Israel, his own nation. Then he used Babylon to judge all the nations round about. And then finally, Babylon was judged. Warfare, armies are a sword of judgment in the hand of the Almighty. That's the lesson we have. That's the lesson of today. And so judgment comes, and it will come. And it doesn't matter what army, what nation he uses. Everyone's worried about the Chinese or the Russians or this armed nation or that nation and what we can do to prevent it. There's nothing we can do. When the day of the Almighty comes, there's nothing anyone can do to prevent it. All armies are in his hand. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains, they shall leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like mighty men of war. They shall march every one on his ways. They shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. It's time. Turn and rend your heart, and not your garments. Wow, rend your heart and not your garments. He's saying, let it be in you, not just an outward thing. Let the law be written in your heart, not on tablets of stone. Let it be in you. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Yes, repent to him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Now, of course, this is a time when the Heavenly Father is speaking through Joel the prophet to his people. The time we're living in, we can only to escape, to find a place in the wilderness, to be led by his Spirit, where we will be safe somewhere, where he'll keep the beast in confusion, that the harm won't come to us. Are you ready? Will you move? Like Lot, when he was told to get himself up and remove himself from Sodom and Gomorrah, will you leave? Will you be ready to go? But walk in obedience to the Almighty, to find that place, to minister for him, to bring others with you into his kingdom that they might obtain eternal life? Are you ready to be led by him now? Will you listen to him today when he says, stop doing that? Will you stop doing that? Will you fall down and say, I'm too weak. Teach me obedience. Help me in my weakness. Will you suffer the withdrawals? Do you love him enough to learn obedience? To withdraw yourself from your sin? From all the pleasures that you've taken so easily? From the things that you learned in the ways of the world when you were in Egypt and Sodom and Babylon, and he's called you out, but you've not left those things off? Leave them off. It's time to be led by his Spirit and learn obedience. Bring forth the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, self-control, fruit of repentance in your life. His kingdom is at hand. The everlasting gospel, the one that he preached, is still being preached today. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. It's not repent so you can go to heaven when you die. It's repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And the king has a kingdom, and the king has a law which he desires to inscribe in your mind and upon your heart. Rend your heart and not your garments. Let it be in you. And if it's not, fear God. Cry out, please let it be in me. Please write your law upon my heart. Please teach me obedience. I'm afraid of what will happen to me if I don't learn to obey you. He says, the Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from him, from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate. That's what I want. You know, wherever I go, lead me to the place where I'll be safe from your judgment. Because I'm obedient. I desire to obedient. I will obey you if you will lead me. Lead me and I will obey you. And you know what? He will lead you. He's trying to lead you. His Holy Spirit has been trying to work in your life and bring forth the first fruit of the Spirit, which is repentance. Turning away from those things that are not pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. He says that I'll remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him to a land barren and desolate. Will make his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field. For the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad, then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil, And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I set among you, and you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all your flesh, upon all flesh, and that your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants. It shall come to pass afterward, he said. Yes, it shall come to pass. Do you want to see it? Even in the midst of a terrible time that's coming upon the earth. Your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, upon the handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and the remnant of whom the Lord shall call. Joel chapter 3. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them there for my people, and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, I will return your recompense upon your own head, because you have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem you have sold unto the Grecians, that you might remove them far upon from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither you have sold them, and I will return your recompense upon your own head, and I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near, and let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither, cause thy mighty ones to come down. O Lord, let the heathen be wakened, and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full, and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. That's where we're at today in America. As a matter of fact, the whole world, every individual, multitudes. It takes a lot of individuals to make up a multitude in the valley of decision. What will you choose? Will you allow His Holy Spirit to bring forth the fruit of repentance in your life? Will you truly repent? Will you choose the fear of the Almighty? Will you say, I fear what will happen to me if I don't change? Will you say, I fear what will happen to me if I don't learn obedience? If I don't put off this wickedness? Please choose fear. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. That means you don't know anything. You think you know something? If you don't fear the Almighty, then you know nothing. If the fear of the Almighty is the beginning of knowledge, oh yeah, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. That's what we have today. People are ever learning. They can't get enough. Right? So they listen to the big mouths, all the popular big mouths on the corporate and the alternative media, filling their ears with knowledge continually, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, ever learning. Fear God, keep His commandments, and live. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Well, make the decision. Get out of the valley of decision. Walk with God. Keep His commandments. Plead with Him to inscribe them upon your heart. Then you can walk in safety. All the promises of God are yours. Endure in His kingdom to the end. Yes, endure. That means to carry the cross. What does it mean to carry the cross? To crucify the deeds of the flesh. That's what repentance is all about. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You can bear it. You can do it. He will be with you. Make the decision and do it. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be the hope of His people. Yes, Yahuwah, the Almighty, He will be the hope of His people through His Messiah, whose name means the Almighty by name, yes. The Creator by name is our salvation, Yahuwah, Yahushua, our Creator by His name. He is our salvation. And the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am Yahuwah, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. And we went through the book of Revelation, and we read about that. We read about the millennial reign of the Messiah from Jerusalem. And these lands will be desolate then. Egypt will be a desolation. Edom will be a wilderness because of the violence of the children of Judah. And this is our hope. And this is the hope of Israel. The Messiah. All of the hope, all of the promises are fulfilled in Messiah. That's right. Everything is fulfilled in Messiah. Don't look for anything else. If it's not fulfilled in Messiah, then it's a false fulfillment you're looking for. Whether you're a Jew, whether you're an Israelite or not, whether you know what you are or not, because many who are of the seed of Israel don't even know it. Many of Ephraim don't know who they are. And it's fine. It doesn't matter because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. That's right. The kingdom of God, you know, the one that the Messiah preached, repent for the kingdom is at hand. Flesh and blood can't inherit it. It doesn't matter what your genealogy is. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, whether you're a Greek or a Roman, or whether you're of Ephraim or Judah or Naphtali. It doesn't matter. All the promises of God are yes and amen, and they are all fulfilled in Messiah. Israel is the new covenant. It's not written in the flesh. All of the promises are fulfilled in Messiah, and they will be fulfilled. All of those promises will be fulfilled in Messiah when he returns for the millennial reign. His chosen nation, yes, it's a holy nation, and it's over all the earth, and it's fulfilled in Messiah. That's all I can say. I'm not a replacement theologian. I don't think that the church, yes, the physical church replaced physical Israel. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe the spiritual ecclesia was always his chosen people, his holy nation, the remnant. When Israel was a nation, remember, the prophet was told, I have yet 7,000. He had a remnant. They were the true ecclesia. They were the true holy nation. Yes, he had a physical nation, but all of the promises are fulfilled in the holy nation through Messiah. Job proclaimed it even before the law and the prophets. And he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yeah, it was fulfilled in Messiah. Adam and Eve, standing before the great high priest, the pre-incarnate Messiah, when he told them about the seed of the woman, the Redeemer, which Job proclaimed when he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Everything is fulfilled in him. And everyone is grafted in. He grafted in the heathen before, when Israel was a nation, over and over, into the seed line of the Messiah, grafted in. Grafted in before, grafted in afterwards. Doesn't matter whether you were a son of the bondwoman or the free. You could be grafted in because great is his mercy and his loving kindness from generation to generation. You've been listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. In everything you say and everything you do, bless his holy name. Hallelujah.